我们这个课程呢，一共啊分十一章，
11 chapters。
那么在第一章呢、啊，是讲概论。
The first chapter is introduction。
第二章啊讲物质和连接的说明啊。
The second chapter talks about the spiritual realm。
三章四章是讲神的存在和啊。
Chapter 3 and 4 talks about the existence of God and the evidence.
那第五章就讲各种灵的区别。
Chapter 5 talks about discernment of different spirits.
那么六七八九就是每种灵的详细说明。
Chapter 6 to 9 talks about detailed description of all the kinds of spirit.
那么第十章呢，才讲这个圣灵和邪灵的分别。
Chapter 10.Differences between Holy Spirit and Jesus
Spirit. 最后一章呢，就是讲实力，这个魔鬼作祟的那些实力怎么判断啊，怎么处理。
Our last chapter talks about how to deal with the evil spirit world.
那我们呢啊，先来讲第一章。
Chapter one.
第一章是讲灵界辩证的目的。
The purpose of spiritual discernment.
还有讲重要性。
And its importance.
再讲困难。
And difficulties.
那第一个单元讲灵界辩证的目的。
The first unit is the purpose of discerning spirit.
灵界辩证的目的有四点。
Four points.
我们为什么要学习这个课程
？Why we need to study this class？
目的是什么
？What's the purpose？
第一就是为了要明了这个灵界的各种奥秘。
That is to understand the mystery of the spiritual realm.
我们这个灵到底是怎么样的一种灵
？What kind of spirit is this？
这个灵呢，它有多少？它有多大
？How big? How small is it？
这个灵到底住在哪里呢
？Where the spirit dwell？
它怎么生活的呢
？How is its life？
从哪里来？往哪里去呢
？Where it comes from and where it's going？
它长得怎么样呢
？How it look like？
到底做些什么事
？What is it doing？
还有多大的能力
？What is its power？
所以有的人说这个世上根本都没有这个灵的存在。
Someone said there's no spirit exists in this world。
只有物质。
There's only material。
有的人说到处都是有神。
Someone said God is everywhere。
或者物质也是神。
Or even physical things is God.
天上的星也是神。
Or even the star and the heavenly host are God.
这个灵是神还是鬼
？Whether the spirit is God or evil.
有的人说人死了会变鬼啊。
Someone said man die and become ghost.
所以人死了大家都怕了。
So when men die, everyone afraid.
那人死了变鬼了，都是坟墓那边都很多鬼了，没有人敢去了。
But that means in the tomb and the graveyard there's lots of ghosts and no one dare to go there.
常常说人死了变鬼了，晚上才会出来，白天不敢来了。
When someone say, "Oh man, become ghost, so dare not to go out at night."
鬼不是人变的啦。
Actually, ghost is not from dead person.
一般人都这样相信。
But it's a wrong concept.
到底怎么一回事
？What is it？
你说人死了不会变鬼，明明都看到那个鬼啊。
You said when men die, will not become ghosts, but you see ghosts everywhere, right?
人死了会回来吗？
Will man come back when he die?
你说不会。
You say no?
不会，都有人看到我们的亲人回来啊。
How come some people see the dead relatives come back?
他又告诉家人的一些事啊。
And they tell the relatives about some event.
到底是怎么一回事？
What is it?
这就是很奥妙的事。
This is a mystery.
所以这个灵界的问题很奥妙。
So this is a very mysterious things.
有的根本都不相信有神有鬼。
Some people do not believe in God or evil spirit.
到底有没有
？Is it exist？
所以我们第一点呢，为什么要学习这个课程
？So the first purpose of learning this class.
是要追求去明白。
That is to pursue understanding.
到底这灵界里面有什么奥秘
？The mystery of the spiritual realm.
因为看你看不到，摸也摸不到。
Because spirit is invisible.
所以一般说啊。信仰是要体验。
Someone said, "You have to experience the faith."
科学是要用实验。
And you have to do experiment of science.
就是要摸摸看，拿给大家看。
Because science, you need to touch, you need to show people.
但是这个灵界的问题不能说在这个课堂哪一个灵来给你看。
But however, we have this class, we cannot show you a spirit.
不能叫说你摸摸看。
You cannot say you touch the spirit.
所以这样就是很难去了解。
So it's so difficult to understand.
但是我们学习这个课程就是要追求怎么样去了解。
But we study this class to pursue the understanding.
怎么明白这个是什么灵。
How can you understand what kind of spirit is this?
这是我们要学习的目的。
It's the purpose of our learning.
第二点。
The second point.
要辨别这各种灵它的正或者邪
to distinguish between good and evil spirit
善或者恶
whether it's good or evil
要探究这个各种灵它是从哪里来的
understand the origin of all the spirits
它的性质
their nature
它的前世能力
their power
最重要是要去辨别诸灵它和我们人类的利害关系
and the most important of all is to understand their relationship with us
如果说我们不能辨别
if we cannot discern
坏的灵你把它看为朋友啦
if you want to make friends the evil spirit
会害我们今生
they will harm us
也会害到我们的来生
they will harm the life to come
那我们不灵了
so we do not understand
就会受骗
we may be deceived
好像说世上的人很多
just like there are many many people in this world
也有好人也有坏人
some good man some bad man
那这个灵界也是一样
same as the spiritual realm
那好的灵呢
good spirits
是正的
are positive or good
善的灵
they are good and
kind 这个灵如果是你不了解它
but rather if you do not understand spirits
你就不敢信任它
you cannot trust it
你就不敢依靠它
You cannot rely on it
这个灵对我们 有利益
So if the spirit is good for us
没有害处
If no harm
那你认为这个灵可以这个接受
You think that you can accept receive that spirit
我们能够得到他的帮助 得到他的祝福
We can have the blessing and help from him
所以第二点我们学这个课程是要去辨别诸灵
So the second point is to discern all the spirits
因为在这个末世这个有各种灵如果不能辨别呢我们也许受了迷惑
because there are all kinds of spirit in the end time and if we are not able to discern we will be easily deceived
受他所
害 be harmed by them
我们来看彼得提摩太前书第四章
let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4
提摩太前书的第四章
1 Timothy chapter 4
我从讲第一节到第五节
Verse 1 to 5
这里记载说圣灵明明有这样讲
He said the spirit clearly says
这个在后来的时候
In the later times
就指着这个末世世界要结束
There's an end time
主耶稣要再来
Jesus will come
在这个世界要快结束主耶稣快来这个时候呢一定有人会离开真道
Some will abandon the faith
听从那个引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理
and follow the deceiving spirits and things taught by demons
这是因为说谎的人他的假冒
it's because of the hypocritical liars
这种人呢已经失去良心
whose conscience have been seared
也会禁止人家结婚
and they will stop other people to marry
也禁止这各种食物
And they order them to abstain from certain food.
所以在末世里有邪灵的鬼魔道理。
So at the end time, there'll be doctrines of demons.
所以魔鬼也有魔鬼的道理。
So we can see that Satan has his own doctrine.
比如说看地理的啦。
For example, those
相命的啦。
Fortune teller.
他们也是讲得头头是道的。
They can say things so clearly.
他看你的脸
They look at your face
看你的手
Look at your hands
摸你的骨
Touch your bone
他会断定你的命运
They can tell your fortune
知道你的过去
They can tell your past
知道你现在
Tell you about your present and your future
你不信任他
If you don't trust them
就有灾祸
They said woe to you
他讲的又会断得你过去的遭遇又很正确
They can clearly tell what happened to you in the past
他也有一套的道理
They have their own doctrine
所以 才会很多人来啊相信他。
So many people believe in them.
那我们是研究，就是辨别到底你讲的这个是啊，虽然讲的有道理，讲的是正确。
So we are here to learn to discern the teachings, even though it seems right.
但是我们要辨别说，你这个虽然讲的对，但是这个灵是神的灵还是鬼的灵？
But rather, we have to learn how to discern, even though what I speak is right, but rather we decide whether it's from God or not.
魔鬼也有魔鬼的一套道理。
Satan has his own teaching.
好像对，实际不对。
It seems right, but rather it's wrong.
所以呢，我们就是要注意。要怎么样学习课程，怎么样来辨别出来。
So you have to learn how to discern the spirit.
我们看提摩太的后书。
Second Timothy.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
提摩太后书的第四章第三节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
啊，这里说，时候要到，一定有人啊厌烦成正的道理。
He said, for the time will come when people will not put up with their sound doctrine.
耳朵花痒啊，不啊，随从聚集的权力增加好多师傅。
And according to their desire, they'll add lots of new teachers.
也就是说，他讲的道也不是纯正的道理。
That is, their word is not a sound doctrine.
那纯正的道理啊，也不听。
They don't want to listen sound doctrine.
那么随聚集的权力来做。
But rather, they teach people according to their own desire and to instruct people.
因为这个末世啊，很多人呢喜欢讲那个无凭无据的啊，这个啊话语。
Because in the end time, people would like to preach something that is groundless.
所以说，我们要学习这个课程，要辨别到底这是出于人的话还是神的道。
So we are here to learn to discern teachings, see whether it's from God or from man.
这个魔鬼啊，在末世啊，会啊借着人来发明很多的奇奇怪怪的道理。
So Satan will use men to invent lots of strange teachings in the end time.
比如说，有的虽然相信耶稣
，For example, some people believe in Jesus,
但是他不相信啊，他是救主。
But those people do not believe Jesus is the Savior.
相信耶稣又不相信有灵魂存在。
They believe in Jesus, but rather they do not believe in the existence of spirit.
不相信耶稣的
事。They do not believe in salvation.
他说啊，他耶稣要再来是要建立王国在地上。
They said Jesus will come and establish the kingdom on earth.
将来他们呢就是要和耶稣在地上做王。
They said they will reign with Jesus.
奇怪就不相信有天国。
But rather they do not believe in heaven.
所以，这很多奇奇怪怪的道理在这末世又跑出来。
So the end time, lots of strange teachings appearing.
那这是魔鬼一种迷惑人的路。
That is the time of deception.
我们再看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书的第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
十一节。
11.
啊，第六章的十一节。
Ephesians 6:11.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。12.
12.
因为我们并不是啊以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的掌权的管理这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。这里保罗告诉以弗所的信。
Here Paul told the believer in Ephesians.
我们应该要看属。这灵气的恶魔挑战。
Because we should fight against the spiritual forces of evil.
我们的敌人不是人。
Our enemy is not man.
不人，我们的敌人不是属于血气的。
It's not of this world of the flesh.
是魔鬼。
But rather it is Satan.
那么这个魔鬼又是管辖幽暗世界的。
Satan is the one who rule over the spiritual, the evil force.
这魔鬼就是一种灵气。
Satan is a spiritual force.
恶魔。
He's evil, he's wicked.
为什么要征战呢?
Why we have to fight against them?
他就是和神为敌。
Because they are against God.
他就是要夺去人类的性命。
They want to kill the life of human.
他有权柄。
They are with authority.
因为这个世界的人手都犯了罪。
Because all men sin against God.
所以都握在他手中。
They are all under the control of Satan.
那么我们学习这个课程就是要认清他，认清他。
The reason for us is to learn this course is to know, understand him.
魔鬼最怕我们 论他，把他论清了，他就没有地方住了。
Satan do not want to see us to have a good understanding of him, so that he would not have a place to dwell.
没有办法再隐藏了。
Because he have no place to hide.
所以他就离开了。
So he will go.
所以我们啊，如果能够辨别出来，他就没办法再啊再隐藏在那里头。
So if we can discern about them, so they cannot hide themselves.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's turn to 1 John.
第四章第一节。
To the 4 verse 1.
约翰一书第四章的第一节。
1 John chapter 4 verse 1.
约翰一书第四章第一节。
1 John 4:1.
亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可多信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是，因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了。这个约翰是主耶稣啊，夏娃的失败拿来警告哥林多教会，告诉他们不要像啊这个啊夏娃一样的失败，因为魔鬼很诡诈，借着这条蛇来引诱。那么用什么方法引诱？一方面是啊来自掩护他自己的存在，一方面他的话语有诡诈在。神真正这样讲吗？有没有真的这样讲吗？所以魔鬼用那火电的词啊，让他你怀疑，不一定死，神说必定死，吃的日子必定死，他说不一定死，用这样的话语来火电，然后让你怀疑，这也是他诡诈的地方。他讲神的话是真理，是确定的，决定性的。那魔鬼的是模棱两可的话，模棱也可以这样，也可以免得你们死，免得你们死。所以说这个啊，那个夏娃回答说免得你们死，这个把神的话又简打折扣，比较轻一点。神是必定死的。那么我们啊，如果对神的话有坚定，不打折扣，才有办法胜过。再来我们看十一章这个十三节，十三节到十五节，十三节到十五节，这里记载说有一些假使徒，假使徒他做事的很诡诈，他装为基督使徒的模样，表面上看起来他还是使徒，还是传道人，但是呢他做事情很诡诈，诡诈。就是当时哥林多教会呢，大概保罗有一年半在那边呢牧养，但是呢他们的人才又很多，恩赐很多人都有恩赐，大家很热心，但一个有一点就是不同心，纷争跌倒，就是不团结，不团结。那么呢有的人就来攻击保罗，批评保罗，让这个保罗啊讲话啊这个信徒啊不听，所以里面就产生有的说我们属于彼得，我们是属于这个亚波罗的，我们属于保罗的，有的人说我们是属基督的，我们是属灵的，你们这个是属世的，你们是人的团体，我们是基督的啊，比较有好像有的说啊你们这些都是不属灵，讲错不属灵，做事不属灵，那自己说至高啊，自己啊，在评估说我们这一批才是属灵的，也是这种情况啊，所以呢，才会教会不能团结分裂。那么十四节保罗又讲，他说这也没有什么奇怪，因为连撒旦也会装为光明天使啊，撒旦会装为光明天使啊，撒旦如果他真面目出现，大家会害怕，不会受到诱惑，马上就动魄。但是撒旦也装为光明天使，你看起来他是天使，好像很光明，做事情很端正，做事情好像很光明正大。其实呢，他里面有藏着诡诈，魔鬼诡诈，想要得到你。比如说那个亚撒龙啊，要篡位，要篡他爸爸的位，结果呢，他在那个城门那边的拉拢百姓， 哦，他说哎，你有什么对对王有什么不满啊？啊，你讲讲给我听啊。他就讲，哎呀，这不对，你有道理的。这个就是，如果我当王的时候，我一定会帮助你，用这个方法，这个叫做诡诈。他装的说哇，我很关心这个百姓，我很关心你们。其实呢，他就是要让拉拢人来听从他。十五节说啊，所以他的差役若说庄重仁义的差役，也不算其稀奇，他们的阶级必然照他们的行为。所以在这个他说啊，他的差役是撒旦，是一个领导，一个啊魔鬼啊，一个首领。那么他的差役就是魔鬼啊，也有一些使者，他所采用一个集团，那么也会装为仁义的差役。仁义就是说也会同情人啊，哦，或者说有爱心啊，哦，也这种呢，装作的不是真的爱心啊。比如说世界上很多要竞选什么啦，啊，政治思想呢，哦，他送你花啦，送你这个，送你那个纪念品啊，他原来在铺路了，哦。我原来你就关心这个贫穷的人，就是为自己铺路，将来要更上一层楼，再当人家投他的票，这种就是有这个阴谋，有阴谋。那魔鬼也是这样，魔鬼是有一个阴谋，要拉拢人呐、啊，拉拢人啊。比如说，乡下有很多的偶像，偶像啊，这些偶像呢，他也会一变改鬼，也会一变，他本身啊。其实才是魔鬼的攻击啊！你有什么病啊？然后说问这偶像，偶像就要再开药啦，或者给你医好了。哇，这个偶像太好了，对我太好了，你就被他迷了，被他迷了。那么有的啊，画虎练做了啊，我家里哦啊，怎么为什么是常常出现有鬼呢？啊，晚上看一些人家跑来跑去呢，那怎么办呢？前那个啊，化无念做的来了，央央央央央央，哦，没有了，哦，魂老住了，哎呦，这个很厉害哦，这个法术很厉害、哦、啊，就是中了他的诡计了他，啊，这个就是他叫你信他，被他拉拢了，啊，这其实都是他的这个啊手段，他引诱人，啊，我还没有信主以前呢、啊。我们还信主以前，我那个还年轻的时候呢，啊，这个我的父亲呢、啊，就是教我的这几套画符啊，画符画几套啊，那这个画符画几套呢，也是很灵呢，很灵啊。如果说万一你吃那个啊鸡的骨啦、啊，什么这个肉的骨那个啊骨头啊梗在这个喉咙啊，啊，我就画一个符啊，啊，在这个厨房那边连一练呢、啊，烧了下去了，用开水一喝下去了，马上好啊！那哇，这好灵哦，这厉害啊！生产困难啊，生产有难产困难啊，恒生，那画一张符啊，给他喝下去，马上好！哇，这样子哇，这么好用啊！啊，这样迷惑了，这是迷惑人啊！那当我信主以后，这不可以用，这个魔鬼的手段。那你怎么判断这个神迹是魔鬼的手段，不是从神来的？不讲真理，不讲得救问题，只有为你解决今生、解决眼前的困难、落实上今生的问题，没有解决得救的问题啊！这种神迹再怎么大也不对啊，不对，这个都是从魔鬼来的，从魔鬼来的。如果从神来的，他神，你我们要记住，神不会做那无聊的事。神做每一件事一定有意义的，意义的，一定有目的的，有价值的。所以写神写这个神迹是要加添你的信心，就是要你这个对得救灵魂得救有关系，有关系，坚固你的信心。所以呢，我们信主要就是你不管你过去的写了什么法术啊，什么多么高明啊，不可以用，不必用。不可以用，就是知道，我们已经知道，我们判别这个是邪灵的工作，邪灵工作啊。所以说，我们如果明白了，我们就不会中他的计。魔鬼啊，装为光明天使啊，会拉拢人的，会欺骗他的。 其实呢，他鬼胆鬼，但是自己他自己说放毒也是他，说毒也是他，好像有什么什么什么白蛇传啊，啊，这是都是有自己放毒自己说毒，我们那个台北教会以前哦，有一个叫流氓来信主了，就是在火车站那边啊，一个这个地盘啊，就是他的。叫做马法，外号叫做马法，廖姓廖嘛，廖真挂个龟哈，那个是以前呢，在那个台北火车站，没有人不知道，但是他手下好多啊，手下好多这个他的这个部下，如果你在这个火车站啊，这个丢了东西发生了问题啊，你如果去找到他，马上不要。几分钟东西马上送回来，钱也会送回来，你找到他一定有办法，大家都说他是好人，老大是好人啊，其实他是才是坏人啊，因为他就帮这些部下去偷东西啊，去拿东西啊，啊去做坏事啊，你不知道他的人他就拿来分啊，对不对啊，如果知道他去拜拜他啊，没问题没问题，做一下叫他一咬，哎，马上来了，但是对不对，你看看，哇好厉害哦，好厉害哦，你这个老大好厉害，果像魔鬼就这一套了，魔鬼这一套，这个叫做诡诈啊，那不知道的人以为是他很伟大，他会是好人，其实是坏人，现在世上诡诈的很多都有这种情况啊，他们说魔鬼就是有这一套，专为光明的天使，专为仁义的差役，他是装作啊这个使徒的模样，表面上好像说啊，他很爱你，他很同情你，其实呢，他有存心啊，要怎么样来拉拢你？这个拉拢你什么意思？拉拢你就是说要让教会分裂，再来离开主的道，得救的道，又会变成这样啊。那么在我们再来看《使徒行传》二十章，《使徒行传》二十章二十八节。啊，《使徒行传》的二十章二十八节，二十八节呢，我们看到三十一节，二十八节到三十一节，啊，二十八节记载说，啊，圣灵啊，啊，立了监督，这监督就是当地的以所教的长老，那么保罗呢，啊，总来监过，啊，就叫这些长老来交代。说你们呢，要知道自己的责任，你们是牧者，那么神把这个教会呢，啊，就是用他的宝血所救赎来的，你们要谨慎的，要注意去牧养，不要有失去了一只羊，也不要受迷惑。二十九节，保罗就提醒说，我离开以后，传道离开以后，那么豺狼会来。因为没有牧人啊，哦，那魔鬼就利用你在这空档的时候，啊，凶暴的豺狼就进到你们中间，不爱惜羊群，所以这个就是说，哦，魔鬼啊就这么诡计，豺狼要进来。三十节说，特别三十节要注意的，就是你们中间也必有人起来说必谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们，啊，三十一节说，所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们的个人。所以这一段圣经告诉我们呢，我们这个看顾羊群啊，要牧人啊，我们将来就是说，我们要帮助教会啊，负责人啊，要把这些信徒啊，啊看顾了，不要让豺狼来咬去。也不要让教会分裂，我们要让这个羊群都是很平安的啊，来这个保护他们的生命安全啊。那么这样子他，我们要注意的就是说有两种魔鬼啊会进来啊，比如说有那个啊这个其他教派，或者说其他不同的宗教，或者说这个遗传啊， 或者说这个邪说，或者说一些这个潮流，一些时代的潮流风俗习惯，不去教会做礼拜
and、go to church for service。
他在坐在这个小孩旁边，
he sit beside this boy。
他妈妈在也坐在这边呢。
His mother always sit on the other side。
他告诉妈妈，
he's at mom。
在这里。
He's here、
没有啦，什么在这里。
The mom says, no, I see nothing。
谁在这里？
Who is here？
就是那个
That one。
那个什么？
Who？
啊，不要乱讲啊。
Don't say anything bad。
后来，他就自己写一个条子，叫那个讲道的人替他祷告。
And then the boy wrote a note and told the congregation to pray for him。
那么摩北也是，就大家聚会，那摩北走在他前面。
After the service, Satan just follow him and stand behind, in front of him。
我问他那长得怎么样。
I asked the boy, how does the devil look like?
他说，
He said,
很丑啊，世界上没有那么丑的啦。
It's so ugly, you cannot find anyone more ugly than him.
就是所有的人看过没有那么丑的。
I never seen someone even uglier than him.
所以他一看就知道魔鬼。
So the boy noticed that he's devil.
这样他就不会被骗了。
So that he would not be deceived.
所以说魔鬼如果真面目出现，很丑很难看。
So if devil manifests himself in a true form, that all the people will be scared.
那一看出来都不会受到骗啊。
People will not be threatened or be scared by him.
但是如果用一个很漂亮的这条蛇玷污他，
rather,
就很难辨别了。
But rather, if he used the form of a very beautiful serpent, then people cannot discern.
一个你最喜欢的人，
or use the form of the person that you love the most.
一个你最喜欢的东西，
or the things that you love the most.
他要引诱你很简单。
And it's very easy for him to tempt you.
只要用一根烟，一杯酒就迷你一辈子了。
Or a glass of drink or a cigarette.
或者用一个女人，
or one woman，
一个男人，
or a man，
把人迷住了，
and deceive people and tempt people，
或者用一个贪，你喜欢钱，
or use your greediness，
那他就变成赌鬼啊，
and you become
赌博了，
one addicted to gambling，
那你根本不知道他就是用这诡计进来引诱我们，
because you would not know that he's using that scheme that way to tempt you，
这个很难去看出来的。
It is very difficult to discern.
大家都认为这个就是自这个人的个性。
Because people is just blame it to a human nature.
所以这个有时候呢，你喜欢看神迹。
Sometimes you like to look at miracles.
他就用一些神迹奇事来迷惑人。
They try to deceive you by performing some miracles.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians.
2
Thessalonians chapter 2.
9.
Verse 9. Thessalonians 2, 9.
这不法的人来是照撒旦的运动，行各样的异能神迹。一切西家的骑士，第十节，并且在那存人的人身上行各样的出于不义的诡诈，因他们不领受爱神的心，使他们得救。这里记载说，撒旦异行会行了各样的异能神迹。
Here is a Satan who can display in all kinds of counterfeit miracles.
一切西家的骑士
and all kind of deceiving wonders and signs.
这个就是说，从魔鬼来会显出能力的。
That is, we know that Satan can manifest in power.
那么这些神迹奇事，那么就利用这些不法的人。
So through these miracles and signs and wonders, Satan used some unlawful people.
不法的人有包括这些行邪术的。
Who are including the sorcerer?
行法术的。
So magician.
相命师、命理师、
fortune teller，
或者这个做偶像仆人的那个鸡童，
or even the spirit mediums。
为什么这些人会被利用
？Why those people will be used by Satan？
因为这些人喜欢不守规矩啊，是常常违法的、不法的。
Because they are the lawless one，
用非法的手段
use some unlawful means to satisfy his own gains, his desire. Because those people do not love the truth. So God just give them up. Let them do whatever they want. And give them a heart of delusion. So they just live according to all the deception. Let's turn to chapter 2. From verse 1 to verse 4.
这里保罗说, 主耶稣要再来, 我们要到他那边聚集的时候,
yes, Paul said concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ when he will gather us to him, that is the end time.
他欠说, 无论是有言有言语,
he said, no, whether it is by prophecy or by report, by letter supposed to have been compromised, saying that the day of the Lord has already come. Don't let anyone deceive you, and do not be afraid.
最近啊,很多啊,基督教,
some Christianity churches, they claim that some pastor, they prophesy, the day of the Lord has come. They tell people to go to a certain place in U.S. to wait. The UFO one day will come to take you up to heaven. Or they claim that Jesus will come down on a certain island in Africa and he will set up the kingdom. Or they said they received the revelation. All of these are schemes of Satan. So Paul said, no matter by prophecy, by report, we should not be deceived. Because the inspiration is go against the Bible. The Bible clearly tells us that no one exactly knows the day of Jesus coming. So Matthew 24 tells us only the signs of the last day, but you will never be told about the exact day. But many people, they would like to prophesy about that day. So we should use the Bible.
2 Timothy 2:3
No matter by whatever means that you should not be deceived. Because in that last day many people will rebel against the truth. They would like to uplift themselves. They would like themselves to be an object of worship. That people worship him and he will be fulfilled with all the desire of leadership. People listen to him and they are very happy. These things will appear in the last day.
魔鬼啊, 欺骗谁呢?
Who is the one that Satan wants to deceive? Is the one who are childish. Those who are weak in truth. Just like children, they will be easily deceived. If we always pursue the growth in the faith, if we study the Bible more, and we can use the word of God to discern the wicked things. Just like Jesus. When the Satan tempts him,
试探他,
and tests him,
他说你如果是神的儿子,
and Satan said, if you are the son of God, you can tell the stone to be bread. Of course, Jesus has the ability. But Jesus does not do it. Jesus does not want to fall into the scheme of devil. Jesus used the word of God. Matthew chapter 4. Jesus said, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but rather by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Does mean that humans should not emphasize only on the material life, but we should emphasize on the word of God, emphasize our spiritual life. And the devil showed Jesus all the splendor under heaven. He said, all of these are given unto me. You kneel down to me. I'll give whoever I want, so I can give it to you. If you love the world, we will fall into his scheme. What did Jesus say? And it's written in the Bible. Worship the Lord your God and serve him alone. That means no God other than the one we are worshiping. We should not worship human or the world. Because God, Jesus Christ used the word of God as a weapon to fight against Satan. Satan said, if you are the Son of God, jump down. Because he brought Jesus to the top of the temple. The Bible said he will command his angel concerning you and will lift you up through your hand. Because the devil is realize Jesus using the Bible, so he wanted to use the Bible too. But rather, the Satan used only part of the Bible to form his argument. The Bible said when you are walking, God will command his angel uplift your hand so that you will not be struck. But rather, he's not telling you to jump down on purpose. So that Jesus said, it is written, do not put the Lord your God into the test. If you do it on purpose, that is testing God. That is no good. Just like we eat something, some poison thing, but we are not harmed. You cannot say, I want to test God by drinking some poisons on purpose. It's not saying that you cannot be poisoned.
That is
testing God on purpose. But rather, if we did it by accident, God will take care of us. So Satan was very cunning. We have to be able to discern, use the word of God, understand that it's not from God.
2
Corinthians chapter 11.
2
Corinthians chapter 11. Let's take a break.